Violence in southern Sudan casts a shadow over the new nation. A persecution wave flows over China. And need, revival, and hope mark Resurrection Sunday for Cuba. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Military tensions, political disputes, and poverty threaten southern Sudan as the nation heads toward independence from the north in less than 3 months. A humanitarian crisis is looming as a flood of refugees flee the violence. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says on top of the violence,
there is a huge move of southerners who are living in the north of the country, migrating back to the south. There are food shortages, there's a lack of housing, there is very little medical care, and few schools.
The result is a teeming population of street kids. Kids Alive is a children's home for 16 in WOW, where they're trying to be part of the solution to the problem. They're preparing to grow to meet as much of the need as they can.
Want some land nearby. We would like to construct 3 children's homes on that piece of land, caring for 40 kids.
In the homes, the kids will have their physical needs met, they'll get their education, and most importantly, they'll hear about Christ. We have details on how you can help at our website. Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's new president, Tom Eliff, isn't wasting any time making a challenge. Eliff, who was appointed a little over a month ago, says he wants the IMB to make inroads into the unreached people groups. Out of the 6,700-plus people groups globally, Eliff says,
approximately 3,800 of those groups are not only unreached, but they are unengaged. No one really has them on their radar. Nobody that we can tell has a specific strategy to reach those people groups.
An unreached people group is defined as being less than 2% evangelical Christian. Eliff is issuing an unreached people group challenge.
We are calling upon Southern Baptists to cowboy up, as we say in Oklahoma, to deliberately praying, learning about them, strategizing, seeking to gain entry, seeking a means of sharing the gospel.
Eliff is confident that can happen in 12 to 15 months. The official challenge will be made at their convention June 12th. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's not uncommon for Christians to come under attack in China, but one church group has been particularly targeted. Ken Leggett with WorldServe Ministries explains that the Third Church Movement is
comprised of professionals, educated people, university graduates, business people, and this Third Church has been known to be a bold church that's boldly proclaiming its faith and is meeting publicly inside China in the urban areas.
In mid-April, one of the largest third churches in Beijing had to relocate to the park when told they couldn't worship in their normal spot. Upon arrival,
when they came to gather for worship in this park, they were met by the police, and they were confronted and told not to be gathered, basically that they were disturbing the peace.
Out of 1,000 in the congregation, 169 were detained. Most have been released, but Leggett says the persecution comes in waves. WorldServe is responding through prayer and by sending 1 million Bibles. Help at our website. Meanwhile, would you walk 2 hours to school? That's not all that unusual in third world countries where an education generally means less poverty. That's also why a Michigan family is building a 3-room schoolhouse for a village next month in Zambia. They'll be partnering with Worldwide Christian Schools Hand Program to build this Christ-centered school. They have half the money and hope to have the rest by the end of June. There's more to the story at our website. And the resurrection resonates with more and more people daily in Cuba. Bright Hope International has been involved in church planting in Cuba for 10 years. Now, the church there is flourishing beyond any other their ministry supports. This Easter, Bright Hope is supporting this growth by asking people to buy a bike for a pastor, sponsor a church leader, or even build a church. You can help spread the good news you're celebrating this Easter Sunday. Our website has that information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're providing the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.